This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Obama promised that under the Affordable Care Act, everyone who needed health insurance would be covered and that American people wouldn't be funding abortions. Now we are discovering the falsehoods that you and I are indeed paying for abortions, and as for needing health insurance, all too often the everyone does not include newborns. The arm of the U.S. government called the Government Accountability Office says you and I funded over 1,000 plans that subsidize abortion on demand. A Southern California doctor is teaching doctors how to interrupt the action of two-day abortion pills. Women who take the abortion pill may reverse their abortions. The vast majority of Americans support common sense restrictions on abortion, like the abortion ban after 20 weeks gestation, because such infants feel and perceive pain. Highlighting that, when a pro-abortion group announced a televised meeting to protest that restriction, 6 paid NARAL employees were there, but no one else showed up. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Popular media is all abuzz over Britain's approval of three-parent embryos, but what they're not saying is that it is the first time the human germline has been allowed to be modified and that experimenters really have their sights set on creating human clones. Scientists point out that we know far too little about mitochondria to know how modification impacts mitochondrial disease. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.